Well, the federal government budget is going to be handed down this week. And, of course, we're looking for Prezzies in our part of the world in the Hunter. Joining us to have a chat about it is the Nationals candidate for Hunter in the upcoming federal election, James Thompson. James, how are we doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Bear. Always good this morning.
Mate, good to hear from you. Newcastle to Sydney Rail, there's $1 billion going to be splashed out there.
Yeah, that's correct. And not just more planning, but actual delivery of a faster service, which is obviously going to benefit people that want to head down to Sydney from the Upper Hunter. And obviously, we've been working with the state government. I know a state member on more train services to Singleton and then looking at Muswellbrook as well. So it's a welcome announcement all around that one.
That is a big one for us. It's not so much the speed of it as the reliability. I can tell you everybody here has got a story of getting to Maitland and being told, nah, the connector to Muswellbrook has been cancelled. So for that to be a bit more reliable in the future, that would be a wonderful asset to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got more people moving to our region, Bear, and it's important that we've got public transport out in the regions and that we're not disadvantaged by living out here. So it's something I'm passionate about and we'll be advocating very hard at a federal level, but also with my state colleagues as well.
Also, the Tenterfield to Newcastle corridor, it doesn't necessarily affect us, but there's a few dollars going to go there too.
Yeah, that's right. Road safety initiatives. So all about making sure the roads are safer all the way through in the Upper Hunter here. And that's always a welcomed announcement, especially for small business owners that are relying on transport and freight and making sure that corridor gets stronger and there are more opportunities for businesses. And if you're holidaying up that way, always good, especially country music festival time, Andrew.
Absolutely. Yes, that's very true. Now, while we're talking roads, there is going to be some money spent on duplication. What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, well, this is the big news for the people and your listeners, Bear, in particular. $8 million for planning, scoping and planning works for duplication of the road between Singleton and Muswellbrook. So obviously we're talking there, dual lanes, making sure that we alleviate those congestion points that we've all been stuck in. And I'm sure it's music to your listeners' ears hearing that we're looking at not just the Singleton and Muswellbrook bypasses, which are funded and are being delivered, but making sure that we then plan for that duplication. A lot of locals I've been talking to, Bear, say, well, it's all well and good to have the bypasses, but what's the next step? And we want to make sure we're planning for the next 10, 20, 30 years' time, not just planning, but actually getting on and delivering it as well.
That dual lane thing is probably about the biggest deal, because I know a lot of people have not been happy with the bypass. I mean, obviously happy to have the bypasses, but the fact that they're single lanes, but to commit to having dual lanes between the major towns, that's going to be really important because it will make travel faster down to Sydney and back again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I share those frustrations. I've been advocating at a federal level and with the state government in their planning. I've always been a big fan of, you know, if you're going to build a bypass, let's build a dual lane. So I too welcome the investment of $700 million, but I prefer it to be dual lanes as well. So I definitely am with the community on that one, and it's important that we continue to advocate for what's best for our region. As you know, we generate a lot of wealth here in the Upper Hunter, mining, agriculture, energy, and it's important that we get our fair share when it comes to state and federal government budgets.
Well, we might have to call it the James Thompson Interchange or something like that if you get this across the line, mate. What do you think of that idea?
I reckon the Bear Interchange sounds a lot better.
Sold.
Yeah, deal.
All right, well, we'll see how things turn out with the budget this week. James Thompson, as always, thank you very much for joining us to have a chat.
Yeah, great to chat. Good on you, Bear.